And that is that this is an extraordinary moment. It's an extraordinary moment because we've seen the death of social democracy. We've seen the death of that movement which the Labour Party embodied, which was a mixed economy, which was a balance, so they said, between the private and the public, where they could run private industry, could be harnessed in such a way that the benefits spilled out to the whole to the community. We've seen an end of that. And we've seen an end of the whole Labour Party Social Democrat project, to my mind. We've also seen the alternative, the new Labour alternative, which is unquestioning commitment to the hardest line demands of American capital. That's their alternative. The Tories, of course, occupy the same space. The Liberal Democrats are somewhere in the same puddle. There's a massive space for us. And the question is, can we occupy that space? And it's a huge challenge. And it seems to me that the Stop the War Coalition is a very unique movement because it includes people who have a sense of what that opposition is. It includes Greens, it includes CND, it includes some of the few very honourable Labour left MPs, and I'm very pleased on the same platform as George, because he's the outstanding example, but there are one or two others, like Jeremy Corbyn, and we know. And so it's a huge challenge for us. And it seems, as I said, the Stop the War Coalition is in a prime position to do something about it, because we have these other elements. It isn't just like a sectarian left group. And there are organisations, there are branches that have arisen of people who are not, you know, who are not the old usual suspects that we've been selling papers to each other for years. There's a lot of people who have come in. Now it seems to me, and I speak only for myself, it seems to me that is the basis on which we can build a left alternative. But we have to do it on the basis of the politics of the war. We can't do it by simply opposing war, by being kind of pacifist, by wanting goodwill amongst to all men. It's more complex than that. The people who fought the war have put the politics at the centre of it. When Rumsfeld and Co. dish out their contracts, they show us what the war is about. Now we have to take that politics on board and say we not only oppose the occupation, we oppose corporate power, we defend our public services, and we stand for a socialist alternative based on common ownership, based on democracy in the workplace, where the wealth that we have created, that the people here have created, can be used by all of us for our mutual benefit. And that's the platform I think the Stop the War Coalition has got to move to. Now, if people drift away from that, then in the end, so be it. Because the Stop the War Coalition, in the end, will fragment. Because it's a single issue. You can't stop a war that stopped. And the fighting has stopped. I mean, terrible things are continuing. But the actual war has stopped. We can't have a Stop the War Coalition when the war isn't happening. But we have to move on. We have to develop. And to me, that they have thrown down the agenda. They've said it's about the power of American capital, and we have to take our stand on another vision, on another alternative, on a socialist alternative, because I think that is the way we can come in. We can no longer be a sectarian group, a fringe group on the left that people disparage and dismiss. We have the possibility to be centre stage. We have the possibility to be in the majority, and that's the opportunity that we have to take, and we become a coalition that stands on a socialist programme. I think that's the future.
And the same people, the very same corporations that do it to us are doing it to the Iraqi people now. Bechtel is in charge of the reconstruction of Iraq. This is the company that is rebuilding the West Coast main line. This is the company that's privatising the London Tube. Now, I've travelled up here a few times on the West Coast Main Line. And I would say the success of that project does not bode well for the happy reconstruction of Iraq. These people are pirates. They are barbarians. They are people who know no other law than the rule of profit. They are people who know no other way of winning an argument but by bombing their opponents into submission. These are people who, when they lose an argument, when they lose an argument with the anti-war movement, they employ the millionaire press to slander and abuse the people who won the argument with the British people. You know, the son called George Galloway here a traitor.
Shame.
Well, I say you could choose your traitor. You could choose George Galloway, or you could choose Claire Short. And now it seems it's too much to be able to stand up in public and say that you oppose a war that is illegal. But that is too much for the leader of the Labour Party to stomach. I tell you, it's not about that. What they're doing now is about one simple thing. We came much nearer than we ever knew at the time to stopping this war and breaking this government. We now know that Blair issued the orders for contingency plans to be drawn up to bring the troops home. We now know, because of his own stomach-churning interview with The Sun, that in a parody of a Victorian family Christmas card, he gathered his family around the fire to tell them that he might lose his job. Now that is what they cannot forgive us for doing. And the reason they cannot forgive us for it is because things are going so badly for them in Iraq that they know that we are still here, yeah. Can still fill these rooms in Manchester. That they cannot be allowed to lie, to cheat, to slander, to libel, to take a country to war and kill thousands of innocent people, to destroy its infrastructure, to allow the profiteers to take it over without being held to account. And that is exactly what we intend to do.